Major League Baseball's credibility is at stake because of steroids. That was the warning from Capitol Hill yesterday at a special Senate hearing on the recent revelations that high-profile players use the illegal muscle-building drugs. There are no guarantees that Congress or baseball will be able to solve what some call a significant problem. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's been several weeks since two retired All-Stars, Ken Caminiti and Jose Canseco, admitted using steroids. Usage, they said, was widespread. Since then, the issue has burrowed its way into America's consciousness. Jay Leno has joked about it. George Will has railed against it. And yesterday, Congress had its moment in the spotlight. North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan chaired the subcommittee hearing on steroids in baseball.
I want this sport to produce splendid athletes that can be role models for America's youngsters, but I certainly don't want to see America's pastime become a pastime in which these wonderful athletes engage in performance-enhancing drugs in order to make it. That is not what baseball should be about.
The hearing was notable for who wasn't there. Neither Caminiti nor Canseco nor any other ballplayers showed up. Major League officials did and expressed as much dismay as the lawmakers about steroid use and the lack of steroid testing in Major League Baseball. Arizona Diamondbacks owner Jerry Colangelo also owns a team in the NBA, which, along with pro football, tests for steroids.
I was more or less appalled to find out that baseball did not have a program when I came into baseball, because I have been front and center in the NBA on this issue. I've been a strong proponent of random mandatory testing, not to catch anyone, but to serve as the ultimate deterrent.
But the powerful players' union has been a strong opponent of random testing, saying it's an invasion of privacy, and has successfully kept it out of any labor contract. During the hearing, union head Don Fear gave no indication the Players Association would budge on the drug testing issue, despite the recent negative publicity. With no players present, committee member John McCain of Arizona almost pleaded with Fear to get the word out that many want testing to happen.
Can you at least assure the committee that this will be a very important item of discussion with the players?
Players read the newspapers. They watch television. They understand the visibility and the significance this particular controversy has at this point in time. And whatever else I do, I fully and accurately report feelings transmitted to me, certainly in hearings like this, and I will do so.
Fear and baseball representatives agreed Congress might need to step in and regulate steroid-like substances sold over-the-counter as dietary supplements. But owner Jerry Colangelo said the immediate issue, steroid testing in baseball, needs to be resolved by the two traditional adversaries.
There's a problem. One side is willing to solve the problem. We need the cooperation of the Players Association to resolve the issue.
The owners say they made a comprehensive anti-steroids proposal 3 months ago and never heard back from the union. Don Fear says any potential testing plan will have to be worked out in collective bargaining, which might leave some with a less than optimistic outlook. Already, owners and players have been talking about a possible strike on economic issues. The spirit of cooperation, as always in baseball, appears to be more hope than reality. Tom Goldman, NPR News.